Atze v'chasa b'ad dadi b'loy bracha zeichel midrash gehillel. You do all three. Yeah, we're not kufta's vav on the bottom. So we just discussed the kedich according. So what do? We don't know the halach like hillel. And you make a sandwich. A chum hold. You don't necessarily have to make a sandwich, or you shouldn't make a sandwich, because mitzvahs cancel each other out. So therefore, we eat both. First, we do matzah on its own. Then we do mutter, and then we make a sandwich. Kibes hillel. Rosh bam. Then you make a bracha mor, and then you make a sandwich. Why do you have to make a? Why don't we do the following? Make a bracha matzah, so yetzi mitzvah matayla, and then make a sandwich.
Why do you have to
mor in the middle? Make the sandwich. Must be, says Tosis, that the matzah then is no longer a mitzvah. It's only a minig, and a matzah minig will cancel the mor of the rabban. Every lower, if they're the same level as a machlekes, is that they cancel each other out. If it's a lower level, they cancel each other out. Once you ate matzah, you ate to matzah matayla already. And therefore, when you're eating matzah a second time because the sandwich is a minig zeichel migdish. And meanwhile, but the mutter we're eating is the rabbanon. So the matzah is going to cancel the mutter. So you have to eat matzah on its own. You have to eat mutter on its own. And then you make the sandwich. Zeichel migdish hill. To remember what hill was. Hill was matzah based on migdish kaim. Like hill used to do in those days. So you eat psachim. Okay, write the gemara. Now, in the Mishnah that we had yesterday, it says you have Kiddush, and then it goes to Karpas. It doesn't mention anything about the Chatz in between. So it says the Gemara, so it's a Gemara now. Amar Rabbi Lozer, in the Mishnah Taka doesn't mention the Chatz in between. It's a Gemara, Rabbi Lozer, in the name of Rabbi Ishia, Kol Shetibule B'mashke, Tzorech Netilas Yadayim. Any vegetable which you can deep into Mashke, it's the problem is not the vegetable, the problem is the Mashke, the liquid. Because we learned that Yadayim Ashniyas, and your hands are always shiny. And we learned that we were geizer by mashke for truma matters. We geizer by mashke that if mashke comes in contact with a sheni, it turns into addition. So therefore, you have to be zoyer when you eat potatoes that are dipped into some liquid. You wash your hands. Rashbam, kol shetibule mashke kigon yerek vegetables bekutach. You dip it into that kutach we had. I bechaim is a vinegar. Tzarech until zedaim. You need to wash your hands mishum mashke because the liquid's there. And what happens? Shayidayim shnius. Your hands are considered a second degree of truma. The kol ha'poisel z'truma metami mashkim liyeschilah. Since your hand have the ability to pass truma, and the rule is anything with pass truma transforms mashkin to be a tchila. Therefore, you have to wash your hands before kapras. I'm gonna pop a shemayim. That I hi chosa. The fact that you make me wash my hands. For karpas is that this salad or this chasa, this lettuce, yetzorich l'shkuye b'charoises. You have to make it wet, so you have to dip it into charoises. You have to mishum kapa. Because of this kapa, kapa is this poison. Either it's a poison that saps something internally inside the mur, or because of some worms that are in there. Because you make me wash my hands.
But the
charoys is after matzah, you're washing hands for matzah, so that's good enough for both. In the Mishnah we had a machlekes. Is the charoys a mitzvah or not? The Tanakhama says not a mitzvah, so what was it? Because the kapha. It's Rab Tzadik who said it's a mitzvah because zeichel etit. Says the Gemara, tzorich lishkuye becharoises meshum kapa. That's why you have to wash your hands. You got to dip it into it because of kapa, because of this poisonous sap. According to you, we'll see in a minute. The Ishakadat itam let tzorishkuye. You don't have to dip it in. Till hadayim lamali. Why do you have to wash your hands? Only noga. Your hand didn't come across mashke. You're just touching the chas. Is a raya that you have to dip the chas into liquid if your hands come in contact with the liquid. And that's why you have to wash your hands. Well, that's not a raya. You don't have to. The kappa, what about the kappa? Maybe merecha mayis will die from the smell, from the scent of the mei melech, whatever it is, will die on its own. Just a bigger chumrah. Maybe you'll come in contact with the liquid. That's right enough to make you wash your hands. Rash, bam.
According to the Rambam, said that you can
Exactly. That's why you have to wash your hands in the chatz before karpas. Exactly. Actually, there's a machlek is a shayim. We had an ashbam there.
Well, if the mortar will kill the...
Yeah, do you need to put... what did you do with the chazeres? If you ate it by karpas, do you dip it into chareses? Or you dip it into mei melech? Because it doesn't say. The ashbam says you do not dip into chareses. Because it says later in the Mishnah, in that same Mishnah, it says you bring it later. But the chareses is there already. Is that you don't need it? What's the chilek if you ate it then or before? So the Rishonim explained that this is machlek like this. By mitzvah we say shem a mitzvah lo yedora. So l'cheder madr by a mitzvah of mother you need to dip in because of worry about kapa. Then kalochemer when it comes to karpas when there's no mitzvah surely you have to dip in chareisa. That's some Rishonim. Rashbam holds tuvaket. When there's no mitzvah the malachim of doesn't care if you win. If there's a mitzvah then he tries to stop you and hurt you. When is it dangerous? Only by mitzvah. I want to sort of say, if you want to win the lottery, don't go around saying that if I win, I'll give 20% to tzedakah. You'll never win. Go around saying, if I win, I won't give a penny to tzedakah. I'll keep every cent for myself. The Malachim says, he's one of mine. He's one of mine. And maybe you'll win. Okay, look, Rashbam, Tzorek, but it doesn't work over here for some reason. In order to give. Okay, good question. Try it. If you win, we'll worry about it then. Tell us what happened. What's a kappa? So Tashbam hold, it's an aras. Shechazeres yesh by ar has a poison, some kind of sap inside. Kederech habatzol like tibulus. Vehichatzol yedayim le tibul rishon. You need to wash your hands even the first tibul. Kidel kama like later on. Trying to get mashkin. You're touching mashkin. Kishem reshkei as a chazeres chareisus. You're touching mashkin when you dip in the chareisus. V'rabein lechanan lepidish kappa the telas of worm. The tanya b'trum is hatoilim shebikir elanos. You have the worms that's inside the trees, the roots of the trees. There's a kappa shebiyedik kappa inside vegetables. You have chushin shebichaim. There's little worms or mac, but they are in the vinegar. Shebiyah in the wine. Mutar in the mutter. If they grow and out of the bacteria that grows out of the food itself is not yet. It's only when shaydus halaritz. Yeah, you remember Chazal Hol was born out of the thing. It wasn't shaydus halaritz. Synonym. The moment you put them through a filter, so you separated them, then they're awesome. They keep in the pot, separate from where it grows. How like it says, it's like growing on the ground. This is the ikib shot. It's a worm.
What is this? This
is the ground.
It's not like what does the
kappa
do? Does the kappa make that worm go away so the worm is not dead?
The kappa is a worm. The chareses kills the worm. They shouldn't leave it.
That's according to
Rabbeinu Chananel. Yeah.
So what's that?
Cold man's in there, it's all right.
What?
You never left. Mokkam Levisi, that's where it grew. No. The din is that if you have shrotzim that are born inside the vegetable and never left the vegetable, it's not awesome. Yeah. But the moment, if it leaves the vegetable, it comes back into the vegetable, then it's awesome. If you learn that the pshat is trelas, then it doesn't really, it's very hard to understand why the Rashbam would hold that you don't need to dip in by karpas into chareisis. You're not eating worms regardless. Yet the Rashbam says here, ikr, he holds like Rabbeinu Chananel that it's a worm. And before he said, yesterday's Gemara, he clearly said that you don't dip it in, into. You only dip in chareisis by mora, you don't dip in by karpas. And if it's a worm, very hard to understand why. If it's kappa, because poison, danger, then you have the whole pulpa we just said before. But if it's because of worms, it might not have come in to mitzvah nalimitzvah. You know, I hate worms. Hard to understand what the pshat is. Unless the Pidush Bam is following his Rashi's pshat, which is at its sap. Next is Bam, holy nugget, and touch it. Yodim, Mashi, Dutch, Mashke. Look at what don't leave the mother too long. The chareisa, dima, agav chalye, because of the strength, the tablin of the spice, mevatle lemorila, because he put in tavlin into the chareisis, and it might completely dissipate the strong taste of the mortar. Will be in on tam mortar veleka. We need actually, it should taste bitter. And veleka isn't. This is the whole machlekes is what's better to eat, ground murr or chopped murr. Machlekes is chamsefen, it's not look. But you eat pieces of murr, you know, the Rebbe used to eat both. You eat pieces of murr and chopped murr. Big machlekes is where do you retain the strength more? If you eat the pieces of murr, you don't feel the bitterness. But a few minutes later, after you chew it and everything else, then you feel it. But if you have the ground murr, most years when I grind murr at home, but by the time it comes to the Seder, it's ausgeweckt. Yeah, it lost its strength.
The vapor came out of it.
Yeah. But if you buy some of these ones now that they seal, vacuum, whatever they seal, they're so strong, they sort of may able to preserve that strength. Anyway, so here it seems that tamar is important. We'll see in a minute how it works. Rashbam, agav, chuyah, shenoyis, the boy, tapuchin, they put an apple.
Why don't you say that he's locked the lettuce, and not the lettuce, and the bitter thing is rocked in the middle of the inside, which you don't eat, you don't eat outside. He says, it's okay, because you're the same. It's the same story.
The grain is one of the parts that you're not eating. So then why don't you say the same thing over here? Here he's saying, no, don't put the grain into the thing. I guess you have to have time. We'll soon see in a minute. Adabra Rav Chizal Rav Chizal was talking about Rav Uke V'dor Yidashin Notul Yodah B'Tivodishim. Even though you wash your hands by Karpa Notul Yodah B'Tivodishim, you gotta wash your hands by Matzah. I'm gonna come here and Papa Hoba Al Midmar. This din, what you just said, is it must be a general din. Why would you buy the seder need to jump it twice? It makes sense when you do it twice during the year because you wash once, you forgot, you know, you didn't think you'll need it again. So you masir das, your hand might touch something, became tumas. You got to wash it again. But over here, you knew in the beginning of the seder, the whole seder, you knew that eventually we're going to have to eat matzah and morin levitis. So we'll have to wash it again. Hamashal yodah chodin, you wash hand once. Amaluhu rapapa adrab, hochid mar, dafke here. And the chiddush here is, these are adar ba'almid, malamali tetabula. Why do you wash twice? Elamai hachid, why do you want to wash twice? Normal meal, why would you wash twice? You eat a vegetable, you wash, and that's it. Over here, he's telling you wash twice because here you're eating, and you're eating again later, matzah. He's going to say, why takya, lamali? Hamashal yodah chodin, you wash once. Amari, kivan de boy lemay meragadata vahalila. Maybe you didn't realize time so long went by that you might have touched something you shouldn't have touched. Okay. Agav chulde, strength, you know, you're supposed to put an apple, come on, zekle puff, the apple, tibet ishan, shall shy, look at the vegetables. The tibet ishan, the chazere, so I'll meet my bishar tibulim, bishar, bishar, whole year, shayne, keva, not fixed, you know, the tibet ishan, lo, you do, you're dead, the notion, so I've shayne, love, if you see, I'm seeing das. These are that the hoch, gabi morer, eat, but am I, how much will you wash every once, chazim, tibet ishan, ask, the diet, the nugget, but shum, dove, tin, touch something, tin, you want to write it, I'm a rubber. Bola matzah yotzeh, if you swallowed matzah, you're yotzeh. Why? I had no taste. You don't need taste. Bola mor lo yotzeh. If you swallow mor not yotzeh, because you need to feel that bitterness, you didn't feel it. That's our gears. Bola matzah mor, you swallowed them both together. You day matzah yotzeh, you yotzeh your matzah. You day mor lo yotzeh, you yotzeh matzah, you don't have to taste it. I mor you are not yotzeh, because you didn't taste it. I shall the flag mor lochay. We just said mitzvahs mevatel zuzuv the rabbanon the raisa. So why isn't mor mevatel mitzvah of matzah? Matzah is a mitzvah that I say, more a mitzvah that Rabban. We just said a minute ago that, that everyone is moida, that Rabban, we don't do keda, because Rabban and the Rai says, cancel each other out. How can it be over here? So taste your answers. Because you swallowed it, you didn't taste anything. When do they, what did Rashbam say before? That the eating the, together, the taste from one cancels the taste of the other. But over here, the taste of one does not count. Yeah, no
matzah,
taste.
You don't need taste.
We had before.
Be matzah,
no, the Rashbam. Now, you have to understand. The Rashbam before said why mitzvah is mevatel zozu. Why mor is mevatel matzah, taking away the taste of matzah. And here it says it doesn't matter. What's the, how do you learn these two gemaras? Unless maybe you don't necessarily have to taste the matzah, but matzah has to have a taste. By mor, the holy mor is to taste the bitterkeit. By matzah, the eating of matzah is not to taste the matzah, but matzah has to have taste. When you're eating mor with matzah, when you're eating it, you're doing a pula to cancel whatever taste matzah had. That's no good. But if lepoil matzah could have had taste, you just didn't feel it. You weren't
magish.
It was
covered by the mor.
No. Because it didn't. Because you swallowed the whole thing whole, and that doesn't matter. If you eat mutter, whole mutter, you don't feel taste of mutter, so mutter's not doing anything to the matzah. You don't have to taste the matzah, but the matzah has to be able to be tasted. So if you swallow the matzah whole, you're yetzer. But if you're eating mutter and matzah together where the mutter takes away from the taste of the matzah, then you got a problem.
It doesn't have even potential for you.
Exactly. Rashbam, bola matzah, bola yilasi den chud yatsi yatsi shari kayim. You be kayim better than matzah. Shari achili he ate it. Mi lechatchila tam matzah binen. Oh, see, lechatchila tam matzah binen. But it's more than just lechatchila. I mean, it can't be to be lechatchila because before mitzvah mevata, it's even the evit. Lechatchila means that you should taste it.
So then, why is bola
That's what b'di'evet. That's why the whole thing is bala. If you did it, you yaitse. B'chatchilataki, you should chew. But chatchilah, you should have a taste of matzah. Bala mara lo yatsa. The bina tam mara v'leka. There you need a taste, and that's the whole inner mara. The mishum hachi kapar achmana lemarad as pif to make his mouth bitter. Shul aichel zeichel mara chayim. You should remember that. Kach matzasi shekaz chavasvarim. Or pita mechananu.
Crush up matzah into making it.
Rashi has a different gist in our Gemara. He holds if you swallow the mortar, you eat why? Efsh, it's impossible. Shaloi yehei b'itam mortar. It's impossible that you don't have in there a taste of mortar. It's a bolamatzu mortar yachad v'le ochel adayin loy mezev v'le mezev for the first time. Eating the first time. Yidei matzah yotze dey mortar lo yotze. Why? Hoy v'le lozin chu v'ochel matzah mei matzah that ain't le shum tam, then you feel nothing of the mortar. So Rashi has a proof of care to gist regarding mortar. Rashi says if you swallow mortar, you still feel something. You still feel something coming down your throat. You still feel something. Mashiach, we aim together, then the little bit that you would have felt from the mara, the matzah completely eradicates that. That's how he learns.
Does it matter the shear of each one of those?
You have to have a gazayas.
When you're eating meat, you put some mustard on it. Are you tasting meat or are you tasting mustard?
If mustard was strong, you'll taste the mustard. But the idea of the mustard is to...
Yeah, but they use their hands.
Yeah, that's a minute amount. I don't think they go down into these conditions.
Because you
said
you're not allowed to put spices on it to change the flavor.
Yeah, we had mustard. You had to put mustard. We had to put oil on or something.
Yeah, so you
know, by matzah, we don't put salt or anything. We don't want to. I'm sure. I'm sure. Whatever condiments you use, it has to be to enhance flavors, not to take over the flavor.
The afikomen is there to leave the taste in your mouth, doesn't it?
That's right, exactly. And if you can put something there, you don't have to have the meat on its own.
That's right. Korcham, if you wrapped him up around with a leaf or something, ubolon, and you swallowed it, then after the matzah namal yotze, then you're not yotze, can touch your throat, nothing else. You're not yotze at all. Omer Rabbi Barashi, matzah leaf nekolecha vecha, each person needs their own matzah. In those days, they all had their own tables. Mor leaf nekolecha, each one had their own mor, vecharoitz leaf nekolecha vecha, vein oike, the shuchun leaf nemishar mahagoda. Who's the one that we oike, who does the kaido, you know, we do all the, when it comes to all the provision for the seder, everyone has their own. When it comes to the kaido, which says the matzah, and all that, it's one who says the hagoda, the balabais. Rav Huna, I'm a cool name. Live nebishar magoda. Everything else also could be just in front of one of the magoda. V'hirzik Rav Huna. Says the Rashbam. Interesting Rashbam. Matziv nekolech vecha minik shalhen hoye lahasiv al mitzvah recline a bed while you shulchan lefon nekolech vecha. Each one had their own table. Hichatzod matziv mor nekolech each one al shulchan his table. Al done today ain't tzod. Kim lif nebisha oisa hasaidet. Who choyl vecha yid matziv mor. Now of erek shulchan Rashbam. Mitzvah he lack of the shulchan. We learn later it's a mitzvah to take away the table so the kids can ask questions. The common kechel of the kids and I guess how do you do the emdavle shulchan? Cut a small table if you shemar god levade. You need a small table to take away. V'chein lecholech. Avol onu misalkin as a kaidah shabo matzah marav shenazil and soiv shulchan. Today we don't take tables away too big. We just push them to the end of the table. We don't even do that anymore. V'day lana bekach. V'yesh noing lahagbias a kaidah lekach. They would lift a kaidah on a spoon. We might see in our bosom and a kaida and remove the meat so it shouldn't look like we're being magbia kachim, you know, whatever represents the Pesach and the Chagigah. Well, I'm ill, see, that part is not correct. The Hadom, the Kama, Bosa, and Sarlak Bia, and under the flesh, Hanem, Il, Bishar, Shahim, and Hakod, the Pesach, and Seinu. When you say Pesach, you don't touch. The Kivin, the Motzel, the man of Pesach, the Imhoy, Magbia, the Tafsha, the Rabbi, and Han, neither can Makh, Jim, Han, Tibim, and Chaim. Abu Kish, Magbia, Kaida, when you lift a kaida only, Kadeshi, Yaka, the Tin, Vishal, ask questions. Hey, you need a Kamak, Kachim, how's it look at Kachim? The Vichin, Tzorik, Laham, Tim, and Hoytim, and Tashim, and remove it, Gamham, Hagbasa, Chinim, nothing, but ain't can heckle Tinig. I will Oiken, Hakai, Legam, Kabita, Vin, Hene, Bekan, and Corner, Kilu, Kvar, Ochli, Eke, Deshi, Yaka, Hatinik, you can recognize the Vishal, the Dominakish, and remove the table. Today already, the big problem. Of course, today everyone says their own Haggadah. Where is the Matzah Zushan Oichl? Based on Al Tabshan Oichl, it sounds like everyone has to have their own Kaida today. Everyone, Ma'ub Mamitzah. In those days, one person said the Haggadah, so you just like you relate to the Haggadah, you relate to everything else. Rashi today says everyone says their own Haggadah, which means you're not Yetzer the person. If everyone says their own Haggadah, then they have to all have their own matzah zu. Mashenkin, if you have a minigir still that the Baal HaSeder says Haggadah, everyone just listens, then it's different. Then you can have the way one Kaido. Talking about right there. Then what it says. They should realize what's going on and ask questions. Abaya have a Yosef Kameh that Abaya once had before his rabbi, his rebbe, his stepfather. Chaza, you saw the Kamadli Tacha Mekameh. He must have been very young. You saw him taking away the Kaida. The bread. Amaleh, Adayin Le Kachlinen. After Kamekir, Tacha Mekaman. You're already taking away the food from us. Amaleh, Rabba, Patartin Meleh Memanishtana.
Now, question. That didn't teach you to say that with this.
No, not like today. Today, the kids know the answers. We have to ask the questions. What kind of kids? New? What's this? The world turned over. Big Machlekes of Rishbama Taisis, what happens here? Yeah. That's right. Now, the Big Machlekes of Rishbama Taisis, how to learn here. He said, Patatabalei Manishtana. So the Rishbam learns, you don't have to ask the four questions of Manishtana. That is the question you relate to, because you don't need four questions. Only for a Tam who doesn't know what to do, we give him four questions. That's how the Rambam learns. A Chacham doesn't have to follow the four questions of Manishtana. It's only made for idiots, or for fools, for Tam. Who is it? As long as you ask a question, good enough, says the Rishbam, the last two lines, Patatabalei Manishtana, the Tanil Kama Chacham, Bedoy, Shoyli Asim, Yilav, Shoyli Asim, Manishtana, Kivan Shashol, Alon, Manishtana, he asked the question, why tonight you take away the food? Ain't on the Tikhle Manishtana. Perfect. Look at Taisus.
If you had Abaya already in his time, there was.
He's 3 years old then. But
no, I'm saying, where do we learn the whole Indian of Manishtana?
Mishnah. It's a Mishnah.
We had it already?
Next Mishnah. Next tomorrow.
Oh,
Look at Taisus here. This is not the question you Yates. It's not part of the Manishtana. Where are the Manishtana that say, why'd you take the food away? But Taisa says, through this, he'll ask the right questions. No, Taisa holds a Manishtana for every single person, regardless. Not that this is the question. This is going to, oh, your curious mind, you'll soon ask the right questions. This is not a good question. You hear what's going on here? The Rambam says that the whole Manishtana was made for a Tinuk. Totally. He takes Torah out of the Rishbam. He said, the Rabbi is saying to Abayi, oh, you're on the right track. You're on the right track. You're asking questions. Keep on going. Keep on going. So, in other words, I don't have to teach you Manishtana. I don't have to teach you how to ask the four questions. You can ask it yourself already. You're on the right way. Taisa says he didn't bother saying El Tchilas She'ilase. We didn't bother saying the rest of Abayi's questions. In other words, once Abayi started asking such little things, he noticed. You don't think he noticed the Mutter and the Matzah and the Masubin. He noticed everything else. So he was asking all these questions. You'll see tomorrow morning, tomorrow again in the next Blatting Mutter, similar thing. So, big Sorry?
Because Abayi